An empty house always makes me think about what kind of people there were here and how they spent their days. And what things happened here that the walls and the doors and windows were witness to. Some people don't like to tear themselves away from one house and move to another house. I'm one of those people. And right now, I'm in the middle of one of those instances of being forced to move, which I don't like. However, the only thing that reduces the hardship of having to change houses is that my cyber home is still in place. This blog, which you readers and good friends of mine are guests of.
Don't push the couch, I'm coming.
Well, move over this way, man.
Careful,
come,
it doesn't
come,
hit the
come.
Wall.
Oh, man.
Slow
oh,
down.
Man.
Don't push.
Why did you
don't
go and
you
get
see
stuck next
stuck?
To the wall?
You pushed me and made me get stuck.
Why did you go
oh,
and get stuck
on?
Next
what
to the wall?
What are you doing? You're wrecking my house. Move back.
Go, go.
Easy, easy. All right. That's enough.
Right,
that's enough.
Man.
Now,
all
you
right.
Come, come. Careful, careful. This way. Come, keep coming.
Sure.
Put it down right there.
Farzad.
Did you hear what he just said? He said we ruined his house. We've barely gotten here.
No, that's not what he said. He said we wrecked his house.
Uh-huh. And the meaning of that is so much different from what I just said, right?
What now? What is it that you mean?
Man, Shiva, I told you we shouldn't come here.
Look, don't start it again. We already had a discussion about this matter.
We had a detailed discussion?
Yes, don't you remember? You said you didn't want to come here, that you're uncomfortable. You feel as though you're imposing on your father-in-law.
Yeah.
You forgot about
no,
it, right?
No, I remember
now,
I remember. And you said we were forced to do it. And that's what you call a detailed discussion? Is it?
This is very heavy. My arms feel like they're going
Shiva,
to fall
Shiva.
Off.
Look, I'm asking you to go and talk about the rent right now, so
all
I can
right,
put
fine.
My mind at ease.
Sure, you've said it 1,000 times, all right? My dad isn't the type to want to get rent from us as soon as we get here.
Let's go, it's
yes,
heavy.
Let's
go.
Oh. Oh.
Oh! What happened?
What?
Did you break them?
I don't think so.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Move aside so you don't
Be
get
careful,
dirty!
Be careful, darling. Be careful, all right?
And here's the gift from the dear mother to her darling daughter.
It's a gift for your new home. God willing, it'll bring you good luck.
Wow, mother.
My dear.
This
I
house
hope you
was
like
only
it, my
lacking
darling.
This painting.
Turn
It'll
it
be
around.
Perfect
turn
for
it around,
this wall.
Turn it around.
It's awesome.
Well, Shiram, dear, you know, if you like it so much, why don't you take it to your house and so many artists come and go there?
Man, its color palette is a match for this wall, don't
well,
you see?
He's right, Shiva, dear. I painted it to hang right here. It belongs on this wall.
It's very kind of you, Tamine. I witnessed how much effort you put into this work of art.
Well, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. I think it would look really good on the bedroom wall, no? Don't you think?
You don't like it.
No, I do.
Get
yes.
the hammer
yes,
and
yes,
the bring them.
Not at all.
Dad.
What is it, son?
I found a firecracker.
Look at it. Do you know where I put it?
Where was it?
Mom, it was really in the things
beautiful.
For my room.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Uh-huh,
I didn't
yeah,
want
this
to
was left
so
over
so
after the fireworks.
Can we go and light it right now,
no
Dad?
No way, son. We've got lots of work to do right now. Can't you see that?
Dad, we
later.
Need Dad, can we go light the firecracker?
Yes, son. After work, we'll go and light it. Hey, man. Hey. It's this way, in the kitchen, please. In
the
kitchen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Anyhow, if you're really worried about the rent, the previous tenants gave 2.2 million tomas. You can give 2 million.
Lunch is ready. I was kind enough to make some delicious food for you.
Shiva.
Hmm?
Listen, your dad was just joking, right?
Joking with who?
With me, you know, regarding the rent for this place.
No, I don't think so. My dad doesn't like to joke around. You know how he is.
2.2 million.
Come on, don't be shy. Help yourself.
Oh, this is absolutely
You're
fantastic.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Mother.
I'm so hungry.
You shouldn't
Here,
have gone to the trouble.
This.
Help yourselves.
But it's really delicious. You're a really good cook.
This food is really something that should be eaten.
Hope you enjoy it, Dad. You really like it.
I don't care how it tastes. Since you only cook once a year, it's really something that should be eaten.
Mother.
I was just joking, darling. It's strange. It tastes really good.
Dad, can we go light the firecracker this afternoon?
I'm coming too, Dad.
No, son, we can't do it right now. We don't know who our neighbors are, and they might go and file a complaint with the police or something. And then they'll come and arrest us for disturbing the peace and all of that sort of thing, and we can't have that.
Why are you making such a big deal about it? It's just a firecracker. Nima, after we eat, I'll go with you and we'll blow up the firecracker. If you like, we can buy some more and have some fun.
Shiva, it's your phone.
If it's not too much trouble, answer it.
Yes? Hello? I'm her sister. You are? What? Shh. The cyber police.
Dad, you mean the police found out that I have a firecracker?
Hold on a second, son. Let's see what's going on.
What is this regarding? Block? Me? I'm her sister. I'm not into those things at all.
You're worried for no reason, Mr. Javanbakhsh. It's not a big deal. It's just a simple blog about the things in life, that's all.
But the policeman very seriously and firmly said you have to go there today.
Oh, don't try and scare my child so much.
Dad, you didn't come so that we could go light the firecracker.
Now's not the time for it, son. Give it here. Give it here. I told you 100 times. Don't hold this in your hand. It might explode
or
something.
Oh, don't light it. You want to light it in the kitchen? Don't light it.
When it is the appropriate time, we'll go off in a corner somewhere and we'll light it and we'll be done with it, okay?
Oh, no. Why are you making such a big deal about it? It's nothing. I'm going. Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye.
Oh, my little darling.
Shiva,
are you okay?
Don't worry
Why
about
are you
the
upset?
Children.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Take care.
Faizat, go to the clinic and get to your work.
I called one of the guys and arranged for him to go in
I'm
my place.
I'm sure that it's nothing.
It's better if I'm with you.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. Everyone. Goodbye.
Listen, should we go and look at her blog?
Now, what is this blog, anyway?
It's something similar to a diary, but on the internet. It's like a personal newspaper, but other people can give their comments regarding what a person's written.
Shiva wasn't into such things. This is Fazad's doing.
Listen, couldn't we delete her problematic writing?
That's right. We'll read what she's written and we'll delete the ones that are fishy. And when they get to the police station and open the blog, then what? Nothing. Mm. They'll see that there's nothing dangerous written in it.
First of all, it's not an ordinary police station. It's the cyber police, who are in charge of crimes committed on the internet. Secondly, they do have a backup.
It's not a problem. This way they'll realize that she's regretted what she's done and she's deleted it before being arrested. They'll reduce her punishment that way.
In order to open the page, we have to have Shiva's password.
Well, call her and get the password from her.
Call her and get it from her.
Call and get it ready, all right, darling.
Well, okay. All right. I'll get it.
What do you think the cyber police want with me?
I don't know, Shiva. I don't know. All I know is that they really don't summon someone for no reason.
But just look at who I'm trying to consult with. Hello? What is it, Shadi? Why do you want the password? Well, look, it's my phone number in reverse, all right? Okay, take care.
She wanted the password for your blog?
Mm-hmm.
What's it for?
How should I know? She probably wants to go and see what I've written.
But what if there's something written in there that Shadi shouldn't read, huh? What will we do then?
Well, everyone in the world can read the blog, so why shouldn't my sister read it?
I don't know. I was just saying.
When it's the anniversary of when I started my blog, I wanted to show it to my mom and them, but it didn't work out with what's happened. Everything was given away.
Listen, Shiva, what if it's because of what you wrote about that thing, the children working on the streets?
Oh, what was wrong with what I wrote?
How should I know? Maybe it was when you wrote about a lack of recreational areas, or maybe when you wrote about the lack of wheelchair access, or something like that.
Have you gone crazy?
I don't know. It's just that whatever you say in this country, someone's offended. Look, Shiva dear, let me tell you one thing. When you go there, answer their questions with complete honesty, okay? Don't make the interrogator get angry and have him punch, kick, or slap you or something. Then I'll get angry and I'll punch and kick him too, and then it'll get out of hand. I really just don't know what's going to happen at all.
Read it, darling. Read it so I can see what she's written.
Start with the last one.
My father's house. There's nothing in this one.
This one. Read this one. Read the one about divorce.
Maybe taking advantage of good opportunities is what we call luck. My brother believes that he has had bad luck, but the day that his wife asked him to go to court with her in order to get a divorce, in my opinion, his wife had created an opportunity, which we can call a chance. And my brother had his chance to win over his wife's heart, but what did he do? He was caught up with his theatre group, supervising their rehearsals. Therefore, he ruined that opportunity or chance.
What's this got to do with other people? Why is she writing about my personal matters? These are private. Delete. Delete it. Delete it already. Go.
Oh, Dad, this one's about you. Sometimes inanimate objects are more important to a person than they really should be. For example, I'll never forget what happened on my wedding day. When we borrowed my dad's car to use it as a bridal car, we had promised that we wouldn't use tape to stick the flowers on the car. But the florist, as opposed to what he had promised, used tape to stick some of the flowers onto the car. I hope you never have to go through what I did.
He used acetone to clean it off.
So, what would you say?
He slept in the car all
right,
night long.
Now, there's no need for you to repeat it now.
In the trunk.
My dad's grumpiness and bad mood continued until the end of the ceremony, and he didn't stop frowning throughout the whole thing. Sometimes I think that my dad is still upset. Really, why do some people love inanimate objects more than they're worth?
Attachment?
What's the reason for such an attachment?
Delete it. Hurry up and delete it.
40 people left a comment.
I told you to
read
delete it.
Delete it. There, Dad, I deleted it.
Eh?
Take a look and see if she's written anything about me.
What is it? What are you doing?
Look, Shiva, I've got a suggestion.
What?
Don't go to the police. I'll go there myself in a few days, and I'll tell them that my wife was on a trip and she couldn't come. So I've come to see what the story is. Look, they don't want anything with me. They're after you. So I'll go there, and I'll see if there's no danger. Then we'll pretend you've come back from your trip, and then you go there. And if I saw that there's danger, then, well, I'll think of what to do then, okay? We'll sort it out at the time.
All right, but why in a few days? Go right now.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
You mean right now? Right this very second?
Yes.
Right now. Well, but I can't do it right now because right now I'm not prepared. What I suggest is we go home and we sit down and read everything written on the blog. We'll analyze it and we'll read it all and then we'll get fully prepared and then we'll go. Okay?
I'll go and see what they have to say. Go on.
My mother, after taking a liking to painting, started to have a problem. When she's painting, she gets so caught up in it that she doesn't pay any attention to anything else around her. Of course, what she calls it is concentration, but in my opinion, whatever you call it, not paying any attention to your surroundings can have bad side effects. It's something that my father has complained about many times, and sometimes it's escalated and led to a fight between them. However, fortunately, these fights haven't led to anything too problematic.
Go ahead and delete it. Hurry up.
I swear on my life, she's right about that one, ma'am.
Huh? Was she lying about you?
If I like my car, I'm not causing harm to anyone else. But what you're doing causes a home to lose its warmth and atmosphere. From morning to light, you're painting and I'm sitting in the corner all by myself.
So that's it. Say what you have to say. Don't keep it bottled up inside. It'll get stuck in your throat. Go ahead and say it. Say it.
I'm saying it, ma'am. I've said it many times, but you just don't listen. How many times have we gotten into a fight over your painting?
Mother dear, don't worry about it. Delete. It's gone. You don't need to worry. Sharam, did you notice? She didn't write anything about me. It's as if I don't exist.
I think you're right.
But I swear on my life, what my daughter wrote was right. You shouldn't have deleted it.
Really?
This is your blog, right?
Yes.
We usually give these kinds of notices with an email. Approximately 2 months ago, you wrote an item...
Yes, that's right. It was about children who work on the street.
No, sir.
Right. It was about the lack of recreational areas.
No.
Was it about a lack of enough wheelchair access, then?
Will you allow me?
Yes, of course. Sorry.
Article titled, "The Internet is a Double-Edged Sword."
Yes.
It was terrific.
Are you serious?
You pointed out the dangers that exist on the internet, as well as the need for parents to supervise their children. You had around 3,000 people that read it. That's a very impressive number, I might add.
Yes, I had a lot of good responses.
Some time ago, you wrote an item on the blog regarding a site that sells hygienic products. Do you remember?
Yes. It belonged to one of my friends, one of my cyber friends.
They sell diet pills.
Yes. Well, many places sell them.
Did you know that the ingredients used to make these pills are the same as those used to make crystal meth?
Oh?
No. The truth is that I didn't.
Yes. I guessed as much that you didn't know what these pills were made with. Anyhow, you have a successful blog. Whether you want to be or not, you're a media outlet. You have to be aware of what it is that you're writing about. You have a lot of readers, and most of them are housewives. Even if one of those readers uses that link and buys those pills, you'll be partially responsible for the bad things that might happen to her. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
The truth is, I thought it would be a shame for your blog to get into trouble because of links like that.
The truth is, I didn't know anything about those pills and what they're made of or anything like that.
Yes.
Of course. I didn't ask you to come here only because of this matter.
Page won't open anymore. What did you do to it, Sharam?
Nothing. I tried to delete 10 links at the same time and it just happened.
But why did you go and empty out the recycle bin?
That one is Dad's fault. Dad?
Yeah, it was my fault. So what if it happened? To hell with it.
Now what are you going to say to Shiva?
Oh, someone is ringing the doorbell.
Uncle, when can we go light the firecracker?
Leave me alone, Nima! It's just a firecracker! Just do it right here and get the whole thing over with! Stop walking around with that thing! Leave me alone!
Hey, when Shiva gets here, I'm going to tell her you deleted her block.
Chardy, darling, go stay with her child until his mother comes.
No matter what happens in this house, I'm the one that has to take care of it. I've got 1,000 things to do! Ugh!
Come in, eh? Would you like some hot tea?
Here you go.
I was scared for no reason, really.
Oh, I kept telling you over and over, there's nothing
Sarah,
to worry about.
Sarah, my darlings, where are you?
Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
Nothing, I'll tell you about it later. Where are the children?
Sarah's sleeping and Nima's
All
in
right,
his room.
Shadi, is your laptop working? Is it turned on?
It's broken.
It's broken?
Mm. The windows don't work at all.
Right.
It's not working at all.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
My girl, are you sleeping? What is it, Nima, dear? Why are you pouting?
It's
darling?
Nothing.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you go to the police?
Oh, yes, it was nothing after all. The police officer that was there just wanted Shiva to write about something on her blog.
That's all?
That's all. I don't know why he didn't just say it over the phone.
Come on, let's go so I can show you my blog. I wanted to throw a party for it in 3 days, but it didn't work out. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Oh, my darling girl, what happened? They released you?
No, Mother, it's not like they had arrested me. Is Sharam downstairs?
He's upstairs.
Hello,
oh, Sharam.
Hello, darling.
Sharam, come down. I want to show you something. Shadi, why aren't you coming? Come here.
Sharam, dear.
What is it?
Where's Dad? Come, Dad. I want to show you my blog. In 3 days, it'll be a year old. Sharam?
Shiva, dear, hit me.
But what for?
Hit me, sister. I won't say a thing. Hit me.
Sharam! Sharam!
Now, isn't there anything that can be done, darling?
If you don't know what you're doing, why do you touch the computer?
Well, he's right. You shouldn't touch
your
computer.
I meant you.
Oh, but Dad, you're the one who told me to delete it.
I told you to delete the things that were about me.
Oh, Shadi, you were there. Did Dad
Stop
say it or not?
Stop talking so much. You made a mess, so be brave and admit it.
Poor thing, my child was so upset.
Shiva?
Huh?
So what do you want to do?
Nothing, I'll put it aside.
Oh? You're backing down so easily?
Yes, I'm backing down, I'll put it aside. I'm writing a post to say goodbye and then it's done.
So you want to quit your blog, do you? And it's not important for you at all that you've lost all that work you've done, huh?
Well, what can I do? It's all been deleted. I really don't know. Maybe they were right. Maybe I shouldn't have written about them without asking their permission. You know what the problem is? The problem is that even the most enlightened of us don't like to talk about the simplest of matters in our lives. We don't have the courage. We just go ahead and talk about other people.
Well, you knew all of these things right from the start when you began. You said, it's just a small thing and I don't know.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it. I just forgot where it is that I'm living.
Shiva.
Hmm.
Forget about that for a second. Put it aside and listen to what I'm telling you. I have a surprise for you.
What?
If I tell you that I can bring back your blog, what would you say?
But how?
Well, you know.
Don't act silly. Tell me.
I want to know, would you still quit your blog or not?
Uh-huh. So you want to take the laptop and have them recover the information that was on it, right?
No way. No way. I have a backup of everything that you wrote on the computer while you were at the clinic.
You're joking.
No, I'm being completely serious.
Well, why didn't you say anything sooner?
Well, I don't
know. Oh, what's that mean? Are you crazy?
I'm sorry.
Why didn't you tell me? I've been so
upset.
Hold on,
hold on.
Would you like some unannounced guests, darling?
Of course, come inside.
Unannounced and regretful guests who have come to apologize.
And they're hoping that the lady will forgive them.
It's really great that you all came. In fact, we don't have dinner either. Come inside and I'll call right now and have them deliver
That's
something.
That's not necessary. The barbecue's ready in the yard and the meat's ready to be put on the
oh,
skewers.
Oh, thank you very much. If you'd come a bit later instead of dinner, I would have gotten a serious beating, wouldn't I?
Oh, so when your husband wants dinner, you beat him instead? Teach me that so sometimes I don't have to cook dinner for your dad.
Oh, mother.
Don't be late, kids.
Please forgive me, Shiba.
All right, fine.
You've really forgiven
yes,
me?
Yes, I forgive you.
Look, I didn't want to do it. I just got caught up in the moment and then...
All right, it's fine. It's fine, Sharam. Go ahead and I'll be there
Tell
soon,
Nima
right?
to come here for a minute.
What do you want with Nima?
I have to apologize to him too. I yelled at him for no reason.
Oh, hold on a minute. Nima! Nima, come here, darling. Now you go ahead and when he comes to the yard, you can apologize.
No, there's something that we need to do.
What is it? Hurry up.
Hello,
here.
Nima.
Hello.
Where's your firecracker?
In my room.
Go get it and bring it.
Hurry up, darling. Go on. Where are you going to take him?
On the roof.
Don't go to the roof. You'll make noise. The neighbors will get upset. Go to a
Man,
park.
Man, it's not even a real firecracker. It'll just make a little noise and be done.
Very
Come
well.
Come on, let's
go.
Go
on.
There you go, Nima. You can light it wherever you like. Your uncle's with you.
But uncle, what if it's dangerous?
No way, man. I've brought matches. Yeah. Nima! What was that? Was it a bomb? Man, they're going to kick us out of the neighborhood! Kay Von Mera's dad is sensitive about noise. Come on, let's go!
I was really upset when I saw your blog was deleted. Now that I can read your writing again, I'm really excited. I'm happy that nothing bad had happened. I really like your writing a lot.
With the method that you taught me, now I can control my anger. Anger management is truly an acquired skill. Thank you for helping me, and I hope that you continue to write on this blog.
You don't need to count it, I trust you.
No, let me count it so that you can rest assured.
That's not necessary. It's 2 million tomes, right?
Yes.
Shiva, dear, come here for a minute.
What is it? What's this?
I want to give my daughter money. Is there a problem with that?
No, but why?
This money belongs personally to you. It's up to you to what you do with it.
Very well, then I'll put it aside for next month's rent. Is that good?
That's none of my business.
All right. It's the people that live in a house who give meaning to the iron and bricks and doors
Thank
and windows
much,
of the house.
Ma'am.
It's the
You're
people
welcome.
Who give life to the zeros and ones in the code of cyberspace. It's real people who build the cyber world. A cyber home only has meaning when real people live in it.
خونه تو قلبم